Okay, here we go. Dean and Dottie.
After dark.
Oh, so it has been a couple days since Dean and Dottie have seen each other, so it's going to be quite the episode, ladies and gentlemen, because we have like 4 days worth of shit. The world has burned and gone upside down in 4 days. So clearly it is time to just talk about it.
Exactly. We have a lot to catch up on in today's episode. It's been quite a weekend. I started my new job pretty much full time.
Yeah, really.
Well, not like really full time, but full time weekend.
Yeah, like your first full weekend.
Yeah, my first full weekend. Yeah, and it was honestly wonderful. Like, I know we talked last episode about, you know, letting go, kind of like
that transitioning into the new job. We talked about having some, you have to let go of people,
yes,
careers, situation, whatever it is. And Dottie had let go of a bartending job at one bar and made the decision to go to still bartending, but talk about a difference.
Whoa.
I mean, a free shout out to Wise Guys in Lake Placid, New York, okay?
Wow, yeah, great place.
You want to go to a place where you're like, I don't fit in here, and then like 2 hours later, you're best friends with everybody,
I know,
you've been accepted.
Complete strangers. Like, you're going home in a random bus they made, like.
That's a true story. We actually did go home with a hockey team. So shout out to Money Mike
and
Hollywood.
Yes.
Those were their nicknames. Sorry, we don't remember anyone else.
They were really our bestest friends.
Oh, my God.
Mike Binns, that was his real name.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes,
I have
Mike
his phone
Binns.
Number. I have his phone number.
Made for TV, Mike.
Overnight
honestly,
sensation.
Yes, he and actually the hockey team will be back, you know.
In April.
Lake Placid, New York. So we're definitely going to have Made for TV, Money Mike, on the air because he
is we might actually go on film for that one.
We will. Had my, you know, cell phone not been completely destroyed a few weeks ago, I had great footage of him, you know, so you guys could.
Oh my God, when your phone died, you lost all of those Snapchats?
All of them.
Oh my God, I did not realize my life was being affected.
Gone and
forgotten. Oh my God.
Yes, Aaron, it has been a snowball effect.
There was so many good videos. I mean, stories that no one's going to believe. Well, I guess not
just stories. 4 years of my life of stories that no one's going to believe is on that phone.
Little announcement to all of our fans. Please back up your goddamn phones.
God.
If you got an iPhone, I need you to go on the cloud. If you got an Android, I need you to sign into Google. Because Dottie's iPhone just decides to die.
Yeah.
And she just lost 4 years.
Factory reset itself. I literally was texting in my car one afternoon, like, you know, minding my own business. Phone dies. I go to plug it in, you know, the wall. Regular scheduled program here. Comes back on. All white, saying hello to me in about 60 different languages. At that point, I completely understood what was going on here because I have been there for the setup of my original phone and can remember that happening. So you can imagine.
Yeah, but here's the problem though. Dottie, instead of like rushing to Verizon, like I would have, says, fuck it, I'm going to have a mimosa.
Yes.
And then she had too many mimosas to drive to Verizon. So she waits the next day thinking that she just like fucked up. Now, tell us about your mental breakdown in Verizon Wireless.
Yeah, Verizon Wireless. They did not see this coming. I mean, I get to Verizon. They proceed to tell me that, yes, in fact, my phone has been reset. But maybe there is like a shred of hope for having some sort of backed up data recorded on my cloud, which I knew that was obviously never going to happen because I've never updated anything to my cloud. So at this point, I knew that things were happening. However, I still had, you know, a little ounce of hope left. We booted up. He then told me that, in fact, nothing was saved to my iCloud like I assumed. And I proceeded to literally snap. Like, I just saw white. The tears were coming. I was hyperventilating. I had to get up. I'm in the mall. I walked, you know, to a little kiosk and back.
Took a little stroll to one of the fake plants.
I had a kiosk and back, you know, and I was like, I'm sorry. I'm just really dealing with the loss of my life for the last 4 years. You know, I mean, you don't really understand the magnitude of what is stored on your cell phone, you know, before you lose it. So honestly, people, just save yourself.
God, literally, back up to the fucking cloud.
I died about 3 times that day. You know, I still reminisce about my photos and things I've lost. However, now I've just, you know, vowed to.
Yeah, but there's also an interesting story about how that happened, because there was a big thing going on in your life. And
yes,
when I say that, like, divine intervention,
it really was.
It's a thing. Okay, podcasts don't always all happen at once. And we just had a great 28-minute session until I looked over at Dottie.
And my microphone was, like, literally in between the seats.
In between the seats. So I'm going to pose it probably just as a funny thing. But so sadly, it sounded like Dottie was in the backseat of a minivan and I was driving. You know what I mean?
80 miles an hour on the highway. You know, God. I'm muffled. I'm completely muffled.
Oh, we talk about some great shit, but.
I know. Next time. See, I'm a hand talker. So, you know, I think that's what happened is that, like, I must have just, like, flung my mic off. I didn't even realize.
We need headsets.
Oh, God, we need headsets.
We're getting headsets.
This is our next thing. We can't even have a clip-on mic because we're getting too crazy in the car.
Oh, my God. It's happening. When we turn our head when we try to talk, then we sound muffled.
I know, exactly. So, you know, both of us are dealing with a touch of ADHD. So you can imagine we are constantly moving around. We're barely detained in the car at this point.
We're also way overworked. Our bodies and minds are mentally exhausted.
I know, seriously. I think I have restless leg syndrome from all the standing I do. This is a serious thing. For people who have it, like, I'm not making fun of the disease, if that's what it's called. Like, is it a disease? I hate calling things diseases.
Disease is such an ugly word.
Disease is an ugly word. And you know what else is ugly? This is what I wanted to talk to Aaron about. Something that happened to me over the weekend here on Saturday. So I was working, right? And I see these, like, three couples coming in. They're a little bit older. You know, everyone seems to be having a good time. Well, mid, you know, fun, apparently, this one lady just starts, like, bawling her eyes out. But, like, she's so adorable. She's literally, like, trying to dance it out, too, you know? Because you can imagine the bar is, like, really packed. It's really fun. There's a karaoke for the second night in a row. You know, people are singing. It's been awesome. Jesus. Yeah, so this lady's, like, crying. And basically, it was because her friends were, like, being mean to her. And I'm thinking to myself, at what fucking point do we stop bullying people around us? Our friends, like, quote unquote, you know, our peers, whatever. Like, it is kind of ridiculous. Like, I'm sorry. And I told her, I said, you need to get yourself a new group of friends, sister. Like, these people are ridiculous, you know?
Finally, oh my God, exactly.
I mean, and then
let people go.
Exactly. Honestly, I felt so bad for this lady because she was so adorable, like, looking like a cute little ski bunny, you know, had all these, like, you know, nice little accessories on. And I think her two friends were just a bunch of bitches, honestly. Like,
bitches. There's a lot of those in life, though.
Yeah, you know, and I'm
life
over
suckers,
it.
And don't carry them. Let them go.
With you.
Find new friends.
I know, clearly, even if it's like any age.
Because if Dottie's, like, in love with you, then clearly you're amazing. So you can be our friend.
Exactly. No, she could have totally been our friend. You would have been obsessed with her too, you know? But she was, like I said, so cute. She would literally had tears, like, streaming down her face. You could tell she was trying to hold it back. Like, I have been there before, you know?
Oh my God, you are literally physically holding back some tears.
Seriously. Like, in environments that made me feel so unhappy, people being mean to me, you know? And even at this age, and I'm thinking, like, this poor lady's, like, going through that. I feel, like, so empathetic towards your situation. And, you know, we hugged it out and I told her, like, you gotta lose these people, just go home, like, you know. And she was staying down the road and her friends were out for, like, a weekend or whatever. And yeah, finally she just got the nerve to get up and go, you know.
Good for her.
I
though.
Know
get up and fucking go.
Exactly. Bye, bitches.
Bye, bitch. Bye.
Like, we do not need you around here. And your negativity, like, if someone is really bringing you down to the point
that
where,
much, where
you are gonna cry,
you gotta let
them
go. I'm not saying, like, that in life, you know, the signs to take action are going to hit you upside the fucking
exactly.
head, but those ones are pouring out your eyes, okay? So it is time to live and let live and let go.
Exactly. No matter how long you have been with people, because sometimes you do have, like, some fucking weirdo attachment to people who hurt you. But at some point, you know, when you're, like, crying, like, when you're out with them, like, out.
You gotta take a look.
Yeah.
You gotta be like, hey.
You know what? Like, I'm done with the abuse, like, emotional, like, whatever it is, like, you know, because some, like, people can say mean things, and I just don't understand why it's still going on. Like, as an adult, you shouldn't feel good
about... Well, I think the thing is, though, is you have to... realize that if you surround yourself with people that treat you like that, of course you're gonna think those things about yourself.
Exactly.
That's how they do it, though. You know, they knock you down. It's so you have to abuse. Surround yourself with people who lift you up.
Yeah, and want to tell you how great you are. Uplifting people, good people,
because that is going to completely change how you feel. Okay, and that totally. There is a natural step to helping depression right there.
Right, exactly.
You need to surround yourself with the right people.
100%. Like, change your circle, you know, make it smaller. You know, my dad would always say too, it's better to be in your own company than bad company, you know, and I really do believe that.
Well, it is very true. I mean, because surrounding yourself with negative people or negative abuse, whatever it is, it's negative. It's because you think that's not impacting. I mean, it is impacting life. You got to switch it. Stop it. Change.
Yeah, exactly.
Let go. Let go, right. People.
Be brave enough to know that your happiness is more important than, you know, these idiots who are trying to bring you down. You really got to love yourself enough to say no more.
Take a me day. I love a me day. You wake up. You go to an early lunch. You stroll the mall by yourself. Exactly. Go to the salon. Get your nails done. Do something. Ooh. It is a great fucking time. You do not need girlfriends for that. Let me tell you what.
Go see a movie by yourself, take a walk, like read a book, you know, take a nap, like whatever it is, like,
me,
you know,
time is me so time. Important. So important.
I call it
so
self-care. It is not selfish, okay, to do things for yourself.
Like, self-care is not selfish.
It is not.
It is needed. It's a necessity.
It is a necessity.
Self-care is not selfish. And you got to tell yourself that. Right. You're a busy mom or a busy dad. Like, listen. Taking a me day is not right. a bad thing. You need
it. The kids are at school. Nobody knows. Like, it's a Monday.
Don't get
stressed. Call out sick for the day. You know, take those 6 hours. Enjoy your time. Do something for you.
Stay in your pajamas all day and just watch TV.
Ooh,
and
I
take
love
a midday nap
someday.
With a nice blanket, fuzzy blanket. Like, you don't realize just how well rested and yeah, people are like, well, I get 7 hours of sleep a night, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, but you're going. I said, you need to rest yourself mentally. Totally. You have to rest your mind.
Totally, yeah.
I mean, and that taking that me time does that. Like I said, whether it's staying home, taking a nap, or going shopping and getting your hair done, like, what are you going to do with those 8? Like, you get, and most people, if you're living a professional career life, you're getting 2 weeks vacation time. Just take 1 day to just say, you know what? Calling in tardy.
Yeah, or take hickey, a pulling, sick day.
What do they call it? Playing hickey.
Hookie. Hookie. Are those things you get in your neck.
You know, play hooky. I'm not promoting calling into work, but take a me day if you need it.
I'm promoting calling into work if you are mentally stressed out.
You know, there are some companies, though, I've read online that offer
mental health days. They should, honestly, and more.
Like somebody, if somebody's listening to this and your company offers a mental health day, one, we want to hear about it. Two, I need to know your email address. I'm faxing over my resume.
Yes.
It's great. Besides being comical, I'm actually rather intelligent.
Dean is very, very smart. So,
yeah, I want to know.
Exactly. We want to hear your stories. But yes.
Self-care is not selfish. Play some hooky, not hickey.
Yes.
But you know what? Play some hooky, maybe get a hickey.
Maybe get a hickey.
Maybe that's what you need. If you need to get deep down, get deep down. Do whatever you need. Self-care, self-care.
Self-care and stay home, you know? Do the damn thing. It's great.
Take them out so you can go right back to your nap time.
Exactly. Bye. We don't need you all afternoon. Love you, boo-boo. Yeah, it's so important, though. Yeah, please take your time to do something for you. I like to, you know, travel. I go to the beach. We need to just do things for ourselves and, like, not worry about what other people are doing or thinking about what you're doing, you know? Just be more invested in you as a being. Like, we only get one go around of this planet. You know, sometimes we're too much into taking care of other people, thinking about them. We're so absorbed with what's happening in their lives, you know? And the only time I think that you should be doing that with somebody is, honestly, when they're like your children or,
Better be some pretty big freaking connections.
Exactly.
To put that much time and effort into somebody. And
right.
I think that's just, and this is the problem. Listen, because Dottie's just like me, we're very, I like the word healers. We're healers. And if some, especially if you mean something to me, if you call me, I'm there.
Right.
I will do whatever it takes, and I will exhaust myself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because we're healers, and we want to help everybody.
No, and I really but love listen, to help my friends.
This is the way that you got to think about it, guys, is you might be able to pass by and help, say, 10 people.
Right.
But you're giving so little to them, actually, because you're spreading yourself so thin, and they're not taking self-care, where you can still help others and you can do what you need to do, but you can also take care of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, they say you cannot pour from an empty cup, so you know we have to fill ourselves.
That's
first.
Funny. My grandma used to say, "I ain't got a pot to piss in." Classy to trashy.
Right, here we go. No. It's a mix. It's a beautiful blend here.
Yeah. But no. So self-care. I know we keep saying that over and over again, but that is. I guess that's really our subject. Is because you may mean listen. Me and Dottie, we're at it 24/7. Think we both work full-time jobs, and then we both bartend, and somehow now we're doing a podcast.
Exactly. And that's like our third job. Our third favorite job.
We still like plan out like me time, like.
Yeah, even this Sunday, podcast is like me time, you know? Exactly. We hang out, we do something that we love. Do things that you love, you know? Like, so many times, like I said, we're distracted by what's going on in the world. Somebody's doing this, somebody's doing that. Our ex, you know, boyfriend's doing this or that. Our ex-girlfriend's, you know, traveling with so-and-so. And it's just like, let it go. Do something that you want to do, you know? Take up a hobby, you know, like... Find something that you love. Ice skate, you know, crochet.
Go stuff your face at a couple different restaurants. That's what I do.
Yeah. I mean, whatever it takes.
Have a fat day.
Have a fat day. I love that. You know, just do something for you. Stop worrying about what's going on in the world and just focus back again on yourself having fun.
Well, and I think that goes into stop living for social media.
Yeah.
Listen, I like to share things that I do, and I'm not going to stop from doing that.
Right.
But I don't do things just for social media. I don't have to have the perfect... I don't know. Some people I see, I'm like, are you trying to be an L.L. Bean catalog?
Right.
Like, no, come on. You both had to get brand new outfits. You had to stage this photo. Like, it's too much for Facebook.
Right, exactly.
But so it's like... You know, don't live for Facebook or social media.
Live for you. If something fun
you know,
happens,
just because like, somebody's going to, you know, vacation spot A doesn't mean that like you have to like.
Right.
God, I hate that. Well, the whole keeping up with the Joneses thing that we have in our society.
I know it's exhausting.
It's like
that's why we have to feel good about who we are and where we're
going.
Oh
my God,
in life,
you know, like
so we
I
don't have,
have
to like succumb to the pressures of the world. You know, like just be fulfilled with. What makes you happy again?
Exactly.
You know?
Like, stop looking, you know, stop looking in other people's flower beds.
Exactly.
And that goes for keeping up with the Joneses and dirty hoe bags chasing after not single men.
Exactly.
Stop digging in my fucking garden, Sharon. I know you're trying to dig into my tulips.
Always.
And if you touch my tulips, I'm going to bury you under the tulips. Don't
Just
touch
saying.
My man.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Back. Back to this. Yeah, so it's just good for us to just love ourselves enough to give more to you than you're giving out to others, and that's really okay, you know? I just want people to know that.
Oh, that's just it. You have to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's people, like, struggling out there, like, even, like you said, to take a vacation or take a personal day. They're feeling so guilty. They're, like, so, like, tied to this, like, the man, or, you know, like, whatever it is. But,
oh,
like, you have
man.
To realize that, like, you know, at the end of the day, you're more important than what's going on. And I know, obviously, everybody has to make a living. Everybody has to go to work, you know, but I've still managed to, like... you know, really work like 4 to 5 days a week and I have a great life. You know, like you'll figure it out. Like
you will, but, it will all come together in the end. And that's honestly what you got to remember is it will all come together in the end. But if you do
the
right
things
in life, and I'm not now listen and don't take that the way it sounds because I was like, well, I don't know what to do the right thing. No, just everything in life is a stage and it's either do I do this or do that and just take a second and think about it and then work through problems and if you do those things like it does get better, things get easier, Listen, whether you're stressing about like finances or bad credit, you know, because that's a lot of, I know that's a big millennial thing, and I'm a millennial, you know, in the 20s, and Nerea is in this other side of the millennial, but you know, so like, you know, I got in credit card debt before. I remember being stressed out about bills. I'm not saying I'm not stressed out about bills now, but you know, I'm a little bit more comfortable because I've slendered myself down. I don't go on shopping sprees anymore and stuff. But so whatever you're stressing about, you know, that relationship, guess what, sweetie? You're in your 20s or 30, whatever. 30s, there's still 40s, fucking time. 50s, I know people in their 60s getting married. Exactly. Trust me. You're going to be okay. The credit card debt will get lowered. Like, yes. And that bitch boss is eventually not going to be your boss anymore.
Exactly.
Like, it is going to get better. Right. You just got to keep that positive mindset. Self-care, positive mindset. Yep. Dean and Dottie After Dark. That is what we talk about. Yeah. Right there.
Exactly. Here we go. So remember that, and you'll be on the road to success and happiness, honestly. Which once you are on that journey, it like does not stop, you know? If you keep focusing and moving forward, it only gets better from there. So just remember that and always work towards, you know, a better day, because it's going to happen. You know, we've been all been through some tough times, but really when we start to appreciate maybe even the small things that we have, literally, I know sometimes I used to hate when people say that, but it's honestly really true. Like, you know, things become better.
They do. They're going to get better. They're going to stay better. And I think that is our self-care podcast, ladies and gentlemen. So we will we'll see you the next one. Little bloopers podcast coming from, in case you missed it, when Dottie forgot
to have her mic on.
To put her mic on. So bloopers.
Good night, friends.
Good night.